Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of that group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
Oh, what's up, everybody? It's Ron Kelly Show. I can't do it. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to Victor McLean, my church brother, Christ Church, and Montclair and Rockaway. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Anyway, welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I can't do this. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Glad to have you here. It's a Wednesday night. It's cold. It's rainy. Shout out to Derek Lee. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. I love you, my sister, Sharon Allen Chambers. My friend from way back when. Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much. We are back in better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Got a lot to talk about tonight. You know, it's today, it's Thursday, and it's the day after the election. It just took place a couple of days ago, and it's all about politics tonight. Well, in a way, it's all about politics. We saw through the winners and losers. You know, and sadly enough, the biggest loser, remember that show, The Biggest Loser? Oh, no, The Weakest Link, Biggest Loser, whatever. Anyway, so shout out to Bernard Williams, shout out to you, love you, brother. Another one of my church brothers from Christ Church. Okay, so the biggest loser in the voting yesterday wasn't even on the ballot. And I'm going to tell you who that was in just a few minutes. Also, the Trump impeachment hearings shift in high gear, or should I say a higher gear, as the hearings are going to be public next week. And more information regarding the so-called whistleblower. And did Trump really try to blackmail the president of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son, who was on the board of a gas company at that time? Now, you know, before any of this happened, Trump's assertion is that there was some kind of improper dealings going on with Hunter Biden, who was Joe Biden's son. And now we know the children of high-ranking officials, public figures and officials, including President Trump's kids, always get jobs with big companies. They sit on the board of companies just because their parent is who it is. And, you know, and these people want to get a leg up or maybe, a way into to that particular person. And it happens all the time. It's not illegal for a company to put the son or daughter of a high-ranking public official, like the president, for example. It's not illegal to put them on your board, because it's how it works. So that happens all the time. So this Trump narrative that Biden, that the Republicans are trying to push, is going to blow up in their faces sooner or later. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about who really lost in the election yesterday. And, you know, I got to keep it real. If you can't handle the truth, you need to turn your channel, turn me off right now, because I got some stuff that I'm going to say about immigration and a whole bunch of stuff. So just hold on to your seat, because it's going to get hot in here. Okay, once again, welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, Facebook Live, and also on Periscope as well. So shout out to the people, and I love Periscope. It's Periscope to the people. There's some people watching Periscope. It's great. So shout out to the people on Periscope, but also to folks on who are watching on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. Thanks so much, everybody. All right, it's a couple minutes past the hour. Before I begin, but I talked to a friend today, Eric Lowe. Friend of mine personally, and a friend of the show. You know, I read in the Patterson Times today, but you know, well, let me give you a little background. Eric G. Lowe was the chairman of the Patterson Municipal Utilities Authority back when Jeffrey Jones was the mayor of the great city of Paterson, New Jersey, America's first industrialized city. They just didn't think about, you know, that one day there would be 20 times as many people living there. They never planned for it, so there's nothing they can really do to expand the town. But anyway, so Eric G. Lowe was the chairman of the Paterson Municipal Utilities Authority when Jeffrey Jones was the mayor of the city of Paterson. And consequently, Eric G. Lowe was found to be embezzling the funds. And this is after the P. Paterson MUA was dissolved by the city council. Eric G. Lowe was found to be pilfering from the till of the Paterson Municipal Utilities Authority. And he subsequently pled guilty. And I just read something today that he was supposed to be sentenced in January. Now, you know, and a lot of us, we look down our nose at people who do things. You know, a lot of us do that. Because, like, we're holier than thou. And nobody is beyond reproach. Me, myself personally, I don't put anything past anybody. You know, I don't put anything past anybody, including myself, because at any given time, any one of us can be get caught out there, get into a position where, you know, maybe the money is dried up. Maybe, you know, you never know. You never know. So folks are looking at this brother, you know, who's going to go to prison. You know, there's no doubt about that, because, you know, I did some research on some of the cases, and nine and a half times out of 10, the person who is caught goes to prison. Now, will it be Leavenworth? Will it be Supermax? No, it'll probably be like Club Fed or something like that. But he's probably, according to popular belief, is going to go. But, you know, I still consider Eric a friend. And, you know, he did something that was, you know, he probably regrets now. You know, same thing with many of the other folks in the city of Paterson. Anthony Davis, who went to prison for bribe receiving as a council person, you know, and the mayor of Paterson, Marty G. Barnes, who I interviewed a couple of times before he went to prison. And, you know, I was the only person that Martin Barnes, mayor of Paterson, who was caught receiving gifts for city contracts. Most notably, the Gunite Corporation was one of the companies. And Marty G. Barnes went to prison, but when he came out, I was the only person that he would talk to. So when Martin G. Barnes, former mayor of the city of Paterson, got out of prison, he did come and to the studio. I was up at William Paterson University at the time, WPAT, whatever it was. Anyway, so he came up there and we had a conversation, and he talked about going to prison, and, you know. And then he died a little while later, maybe a year or so later. He died of a broken heart, because Marty G. Barnes really did love the city of Paterson, New Jersey. All right, so best of luck to Eric G. Lowe, if that is true, and if he is going to be sentenced January of 2020. The best of luck to him. I still consider him a friend. You know, you don't dump people because they, you know, do things, you know, like we tend to like to do sometimes. Anyway, it's about 12 minutes past the hour. This is the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. You know, there was a, you know, we are quick to Chris Carter, fired from Fox Sports. Wow, interesting. Fired from ESPN, too. But, you know, we are quick to use the R word. Many of us are quick to use the R word being racism. And we will get to the election from yesterday, and I'll ask you all a very important question and you can answer it on Facebook Live, or you can, or on Periscope, or wherever I might be, YouTube channel, et cetera, et cetera. The Ron Kelly show. So, you know, we are fat. We, now, if one ethnic group is in power, and there's a different, and that ethnic group that's in power does something to seemingly undermine another ethnic group that's not in power, the first thing we do is cry racism. Now, everything is not about race. Some things are just about practicality. Some things are just about practicality. Shout out to the folks who are listening on blogtalkradio.com all across the fruited plain of the United States of America. Thank you so much for joining me today. Also, all the other social media outlets, the Ron Kelly Show, Graces. Okay. So, everything is not about race. Some things are just about practicality. And, you know, New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo today signed legislation granting driver's license to illegal immigrants. You know, but see, but the state Senate and the state assembly had to pass this measure. And I don't like it. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't like this. Yes, the Governor Andrew Cuomo Monday signed legislation granting driver's licenses to illegal aliens. But before Governor Cuomo was able to sign the bill, it had to pass the New York State Assembly and the New York State Senate, which it did. It passed the Senate by a vote of 33-29. I think it was very close. But it wound up on Governor Cuomo's desk, and he signed it. I saw somebody on Facebook, a Hispanic lady, I won't say her name, who was saying New Jersey is next. So, you know, I don't have anything against... you see, the problem here is the people who've been harmed the most by America aren't getting these goodies, so to speak. The people who are harmed most by the United States of America, namely black people, I'm not just saying that because I'm black, but the people who are harmed the most by this country, the people who suffered the most in America hadn't gotten jack, haven't gotten squat out of this country. You know, there's no reparations have come, and I doubt if they ever come. Shout out to Jimmy Williams. Love you, my brother. You know, so my contention is the people who are hurt most by this country, black folks who were slaves for hundreds of years. You can't even quantify how much free labor the United States of America got at that time. There isn't a calculator in the world that can calculate the man hours and the pay and everything that the black folks did not get in this country during the time of slavery, you know. And the only piece of legislature that applies to black folks, and it did, was the only piece of legislation that applied to black folks was the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act 50 years ago. Now, since then, there hasn't been one single piece of legislation that reaches out to black folks. New Jersey high school students dressed up as a slave and a whip carrying owner for Halloween. You know, anti-Semitism legislation, you know, messing with Jews a hate crime. You know, now we're giving illegal immigrants drive licenses. I personally don't have any illegal aliens, but what the hell is going on here? Because, you know, the contention is that the streets will be safer. No, they won't. Who drinks more than anybody else? I mean, so the contention is that the streets are going to be safer, that the people are going to be more responsible. No, they're not. Because if you drive, you know, you drive without a license, what makes anybody think that you're going to drive You're going to park your car if you don't have any insurance. So this is ridiculous. And I'll tell you personally, I don't want a Democrat to win the White House. And I'm glad that Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, I mean, I'm not a big fan of any of the Democratic candidates for president of the United States of America, but at least Michael Bloomberg is kind of practical. I think he did a good job in New York. But this stuff is ridiculous, you know, and nothing's being done for black folks. Nothing, not a thing. So you got illegal aliens getting licenses. Now I have a commercial license and I go through here. I can't go online and renew my license. I got to go down to the DMV and show up there and wait for however long I have to wait and show 5 or 6 points of identification in order for me to get my license renewed. Now here, these people, the state is going to just hand over driver's licenses to illegal immigrants who have no paperwork, who don't have anything, who are not even supposed to be here, and they are giving them licenses. I mean, this is crazy. Now, I know there's Hispanic folks out there and stuff, but I can't, you know, think about people I know, my friends, when I do my radio show. You like it, you don't like it, it's up to you. But this is crazy. And the folks who have been hurt the most by this country, you know, the police shootings and the trumped up charges and the planting of evidence and the, you know, and all the suffering that black folks have gone through in after being brought here, because we didn't come here, we were brought here. We didn't come here. But nobody's trying to change anything to help us. But you got the laws that are being changed to give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. You got sanctuary cities. You have these people are coming up and, we got to help these people. Look, this is crazy. And I think I slammed Andrew Cuomo for signing this bill that gives illegal immigrants driver's licenses. I slam Cuomo for this. I'll pick this up in just a few minutes. We'll talk more about this. We'll talk about the election. And where are you on everything? We'll talk about, we'll do that in just a moment when we come back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I'm stalling here to try to find my job. It's the Ron Kelly Show.com, everybody. I lost it.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Hey, Oh, yes, it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to the Giant fans out there. I know you know, hey, look, the Cowboys were 1-15 when Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys, these people. Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys in 1989, I believe it was. They were 1-15. They only won one game. And then we know what happened after that a couple of years later with the blockbuster trade of the running back, Herschel Walker. We traded Herschel Walker, and we got a whole team for Herschel Walker. And we know what happened with that, the three Super Bowls in 4 years in the 1990s. Anyway, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, 23 minutes before the hour. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Lamont Gates is firing up a new radio show, everybody. So make sure you look out for that, Lamont Gates. Lamont Gates Show. I'm not sure what it's going to be called, but he's allegedly is working on something. So we're looking forward to having Lamont come back to the airwaves here on I'm not sure if it's going to be Blossom Radio, but wherever he goes, you know, he's going to do a great job. So, yeah, so, you know, shout out to the Giant fans. I mean, you know, nobody wins all at the same time. We went through it. We go through it 23 years. I was a young man when the last time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl. Now, I'm not old now, but I was a lot younger than what I am now. Anyway, back to the show. All right, everybody, it's 646-668-2838 for those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio. All across the fruited plain of the United States of America, it's 646-668-2838. And I apologize to the people because I do surf around and look at different things, and I don't even know that the phone is ringing because I can't hear it in my ear. And I had the page covered, so I'm watching, I'm looking, I'm monitoring the phones tonight because I got some nasty emails about me not doing my job. So. Sorry about that. You know, you call into the Ron Kelly Show or you can go into the chat. I'll open the chat up. All right, it's 24 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Yeah, so today, the Governor of New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's the brother of Chris Cuomo, the CNN anchor who likes to beat people up, threaten them or whatever the case may be. But anyway, Governor Cuomo signed a bill today granting driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And I'm totally sickened by that, just completely. Oh, it was the cat. Oh, okay, Chaminade. Shout out to Sharon Chambers who said it was the cat. Yeah, the cat did it. The cat, well, yeah, it seems like, you know, it was just a bad time. Shout out to Jimmy Williams, this is Black Cat Meyer. Anyway, so, you know, giving out you see, the people who've been hurt most by this country, the folks who have gone through it, we've been here long before illegal aliens started jumping over the fence or whatever they do to get here, hiding in the bottom of cars and stuff, gas tanks, whatever. And now we have states that are passing legislation giving driver's licenses to people who are illegals. You see, so there's been no legislation passed to protect black folks from anything, to give us anything. The Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, that's it. And we haven't gotten anything since. Shout out to Eric G. Lowe, my brother. I was just talking about a little bit earlier. Pete, God will bless you, my brother. Shout out to Eric G. Lowe. You never know where you might be at, so don't, you know, he who, whatever it's, cast the first stone, whatever it says, he who was without sin, cast the first stone. That's what it is. All right, everybody, it's 27 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock, and you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. Anyway, so yeah, so we have these illegal aliens that are getting driver's licenses. And I don't want to make a show out of this. And see, I'm not racist, you know, because that's the first thing that people do. You know, oh, you must be a racist because you don't want illegal aliens to have driver's licenses. No, that's not it. That's not it. I don't want them to have it because I don't think it's right. Because we're adjusting the laws for people. You know, the law says that you have to be you have to have a green card. You have to have some kind of, some kind of paperwork to be here in this country if you weren't born here. That's the hit, you know. But we're changing things now. We're what we're doing now is we're adjusting the laws to accommodate lawbreakers. That's what we're doing. We have these sanctuary cities and all. Nobody's protecting, but why are the black folks getting sanctuary? Where's our sanctuary? You know, we're still getting killed by police, you know, and I'm not saying all police. Some police are good. Some police are just not good. And, you know, and they like to talk about training and stuff like that, but there's no, you know, you don't need training to treat somebody with respect and dignity. You don't need training for that. That's something you should have learned when you were a child. So you don't need, you know, all of this talk about retraining police and all of this stuff. No, you don't need training to respect somebody. That should come naturally. What the hell you need training for that for? But anyway, nothing is being done to protect black folks. But you got these sanctuary cities, you're giving people licenses. You know what I got to go through when I go to get my license? Like I said earlier, I can't, you know, I can't even renew my license online. I can't renew my license online. I got to go down to the, shout out to the people on, the brother, I can't even say, they got these exotic names on Periscope, and I'm really not sure what it is. But shout out to you, brother. You know, and now, so now we're giving out driver's licenses to people who have no paperwork whatsoever, you know, and I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong. They're sanctuary, because what's happening with black folks? Still getting shot, still getting locked up. You know, every time you turn around, there's somebody getting out of jail that's been there for 50,000 years. And now, at the time that they got locked up, there was no DNA. Now there's DNA. So somebody who got locked up in 1974 finally gets out of jail, too old to do anything, but they're still appreciative that they got out of jail. Yeah. I was reading this, watching a story of this brother, Richard Anderson, who was accused of, spent 5 years in prison, was accused of rape, spent 5 years in prison, and he was misidentified by the folks who were allegedly assaulted. So 5 years, that he's 5.5 years he spent in prison, which was short compared to some of the other long-term sentences that we get. Sidebar, everybody, sidebar, stay with me. So what happened was that there was two or three other people, because they didn't DNA at the time, they didn't really have it. So two or three other people at the time, and at the end of the day, they found out that it wasn't him. You know, they found out that it wasn't him. He spent 5.5 years in prison, tried to file a lawsuit, but the Court of Appeals threw his lawsuit out. So 5.5 years of his life wasn't worth nothing. You know. So getting back to the driver's licenses and all these things. See, why even have a law if we're going to create law to circumvent law? Why even have law? Because the law states that, you know, in order to get a driver's license, you're supposed to have your paperwork right if you weren't born here. And so people, so now we have states that are, and New York is not the only one, states that are giving out driver's licenses to people who are illegal. But like I said, the people who were hurt the most by this country haven't gotten anything. There hasn't been no special legislation to help black folks. There's been nothing. Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights Act, that's it. Since then, there's been nothing. So, you know, this is the problem. You see, as I segue into the next segment about the election. Now, you know, the election took place, you know, just the other day, Tuesday, just a couple of days ago, the elections, local mostly, not presidential, some governor's races here and there. And it was mostly, you know, city committees, some city committees, some freeholders and some of these folks on a county level who ran for office the other day. Assembly people, congratulations to Assemblywoman Sonia Sumda, who I like, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not a big fan of politics and Passaic County Democratic Committee, but, you know, I do respect Shavonda Sumter. I'm definitely a fan of Shavonda Sumter, who is the assemblywoman for this, well, not where I live, because I don't live in her district anymore. I live somewhere else now. But, you know, there were a lot of people on yesterday. There were a lot of people saying, go out and vote on Facebook. Oh, God, I get a headache sometimes scrolling through Facebook. I get a total headache sometimes. Shout out to the people who are on there. I mean, I don't mean to kick nobody's back in, but shout out to Jimmy Williams, who says that when a black man just did 45 years for a crime he didn't even do, they gave him $30,000. And that's not even funny. $30,000 for 45 years. $30,000. You know. And see, that's, you know, and some states even have laws that, you know, and that's scary. That a state happened to, when do black folks stop all this madness? When black folks learn how to work together, that's when the madness will stop. But some states have laws that say that, you know, if you go to jail, you know, there's a limit to what you get. Some states, it's $1 million. That's all you get. No matter how long you've been in jail, you get $1 million. That's it. So, you know, it's very, very scary. But it's disappointing that these laws, these laws keep getting enacted and nobody's doing nothing for the folks who have suffered here the most. They talk about the immigrants in detention holding cell. That would have been a big upgrade, you know, compared to the plantations that black folks existed on back in the day. The Willie Lynch syndrome, when black folks were being pitted against each other. And it still rings true today. So, you know, when you're crying about kids being taken from their parents, you know, people are going down there and, you know, black folks, that's tame compared to what black folks went through back in the day. That's nothing, you know, to be put in a, you know, it's overcrowded conditions. I mean, that's nothing. That's nothing compared to being whipped. I mean, are they being whipped? Are they being, you know, are they being put to work and not being paid? Are the women being taken from them and made to bed down with the slave master? Is that happening? I doubt it. I doubt it. So, you know, how those people are being treated in those camps on the border, as opposed to how black folks were treated on the plantation, it's a whole nother world. It's a whole nother universe, how we were treated. So, you know, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. There's no, you know, reparations. I mean, although the Princeton University, you can Google that up, Princeton University did set up, put $20 million, something like that, pretty, you know, decent number into scholarships for African Americans to kind of make up for slavery. Princeton University, you can Google that up if you're interested. You can Google that, and it will, you know, you can get the story on that, how Princeton University put money aside in a reparations type of way, put money aside for African Americans to go to, you know, be allowed to go to Princeton, where the elite universities in all of the United States of America. Okay. So just, it's sad. But I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to take one more quick break, right? And I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk about the elections and the Democrats. And, you know, it's all about politics today, you know. So I'm going to step on a few toes and then go have a cigar. Anyway, I will take a quick break and I'll come back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
And we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. com. I'm trying to scroll through all of this stuff here. Shout out to Jimmy Williams, who says $1 million for almost 5 decades. Yeah, and see, and you know, it's our own fault. You know what I mean? It's our own fault because we, you know, I mean, I see so many fights on Facebook between black folks who don't agree with each other. So many fights, so many disrespect, you know, things are being sent to each other. It's just a crying shame. And the reason why the needle has not moved in regards to how black people are treated in this country is because we have not moved it. And it's time that we start doing something. You know. So next year is the presidential election coming up. Trump and who against whoever. I think there's one other Republican that's running against Trump. Now you have Michael Bloomberg, who is is a $40 billion behemoth who doesn't need anybody's money to run. He's got more than enough to run for any race he wants to in America and anywhere else. And, you know, but the Democrats are scary. Yeah. To me, the Democrats are scary. They are. They're scary. Because the United States of America is a capitalist society. There's rich and there's poor. And there's middle class. It's a capitalist society. And so Elizabeth Warren, for example, who I hear has been the front runner of late because poor Joe Biden just can't get out of his own way. But Elizabeth Warren allegedly is a front runner. Scares me to death. Scares me to death. I mean, she made me shaking in my boots because she's got this, you know, Medicaid for all. I mean, we got to stop with this giving away stuff. We have to stop with this. You see, because this is what the Democrats do. We'll give you this, we'll give you that. I see, this has been going on for years. This isn't just start. And I'm not talking about anybody who personally who's a Democrat. I know plenty of people who are Democrats who've been on this radio show. Plenty of them. You know, but we got to... You know, see, we have to stop letting people dangle a carrot in front of our face every 4 years. Because look what Charles Barkley said, the Democrats only talk to us every 4 years. You know what? That might not be 100% right, but there's a lot of truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that. So Elizabeth Warren wants to Medicaid for all. Free college. This stuff costs money. Oh, it works in Sweden. Yeah, it works in Sweden because there's only 15 people who live there. You know, no country on earth has the, I think the United States of America, even more so than Russia, which is bigger than the United States of America, but the United States of America is the most densely populated country in the world. There's a lot of people here, 300 million people. So what kind of price tag do you think that it's going to cost $300 million. I mean, you got 300 million people all getting free health care. It's astronomical. Because the quality of health care in America is much better than any place else in the country, in the world. So it's going to be more expensive. there's the most innovation, the most, you know, research is being done. All of that stuff is done right here in the United States of America. So people, politicians, presidents from all over the world come here to be treated. So, you know, so we're talking about Elizabeth Warren, who wants to give Medicare for all. So we got to stop doing that. She finally unveiled a plan that's going to cost $50 trillion. I can't. $50 trillion. $50 trillion. Now, where the hell do you think we're going to get $50 trillion from? Really? Shout out to my brother, Al Elliott. So where do we get $50 trillion? See, the Democrats scare me. They scare me. They really, I mean, you know, because they're too far left. The United States of America is a capitalist society. You can be poor one day, you can be rich the next day. That's what makes America great. And I'm not no Trump supporter, and I don't agree with hardly anything he says. But or I don't agree with the way he does things, but I do agree with some of the things that he wants to do. He's just got a really bad way of swallowing all over himself to do it. Yeah, but the Democrats are scary. They are scary. Because the United States of America is a capitalist society. You can play the lotto and you can hit the lotto. You can be Joe Schmo one day and you can be a multimillionaire the next day. That's what makes America great. That you're not stuck. A lot of these other countries, you're stuck. That's why they want to come here. Wherever you are, that's where you are. There's no chance you're ever going to be anything. So that's why people want to come to America, because that's what America is about, where the Attorney General of state of New Jersey wears a turban. Now, you can't go over there where he came from become anything, because they, you know, they're not going to allow it. So am I. Sanctuary cities, they don't want to protect them. Black folks need stuff too. Black folks need stuff today. You know, we complain about, oh, it's so horrendous that the illegal things are kept in camps. You think that camp is bad? Hey, spend the night in a plantation. Let me know what you think tomorrow. Your wife is away from you and as many get down with the slave owner. I mean, come on. That's nothing. So anyway, so and you can ask yourself, again, I saw people, oh, go vote, go vote, go vote. I saw people doing that yesterday. And, you know, and I'm like, are you any better off than you were the last time the vote came through? Are you any better off? Like the some of the candidates like to ask folks, are you any better off than you were the last time? And I ask anybody who's watching, listening, Periscope, YouTube channel, Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel, Facebook, everybody all across America that listens to the Ron Kelly Show, I ask, well, are you any better off than you were the last time you voted? Now, I'm not saying that you can't vote. I'm not saying that voting is a waste of time. Of course it's not a waste of time. It's, you know, you're doing your civic duty to vote. But you see, the problem is that when you, again, let me ask you, let me get my thought together. Let me ask you, are you any better off than you were the last time you voted? How has the people you voted for made your life better or affected you? You know, have they? I would venture to say they have not. Because, you know, the last time, my life hasn't gotten better since the last time I voted. And the people who I voted for have not been instrumental in making my life better. You know, I'm not saying what's the use. I mean, yeah, you should vote. You should vote. Black folks, we have to be more strategic about who we vote for. Because as soon as somebody says, we'll give you this, we'll give you that, oh, we're running to the polls and we're voting for whoever wants to give us something. I'll give you this. Health care for all. Free college. Free tuition. Free health care. Free this, free that. There's no such thing as free in America. There's no such thing. Everything costs something here in this country. So nothing is free. Now, if somebody gives it to you, trust and believe somebody else paid for it. It didn't just appear out of thin air. And the Democrats are scary right now. I mean, I don't want Trump, but I don't want Elizabeth Warren. And I would vote for Michael Bloomberg, actually, because he's the only one that is he's a moderate. See, because some of these folks who won't be around later on, unfortunately, Kamala Harris and Amy Klobuchar, Andrew Yang, Asian man, I'm never saying you'll ever be president, but well, anyway, let me move past that before I get a bunch of Asian people sending me nasty emails. So, you know, Cory Booker and some of the other folks are too far left. The United States of America is not a business. The money that the United States of America gets comes from you and me, us. So we have to start being a little more frugal in how we spend money, taking people in. Oh, you know, it's crazy. Look at the deficit. If America was a company, it would be bankrupt. Nobody would give us money. How much $1 trillion is? $1 trillion is $1 billion. Now, I try to, you know, it's hard to even quantify that. $1 million is $1 trillion. $1 million. So you multiply that by 22. It's $22 million. It's an unbelievable amount of money. That'll never be paid. That'll never be paid. Because you're paying, you know what the interest is on that money? It's never going to be paid 10 minutes before the hour. So, yeah, we can't just keep giving everything away. See, Trump, there's some things that Trump says it's right. Other countries do have to chip in. We can't be giving foreign aid to everybody. I mean, that's just it. I mean, you can be angry. I'm sure the email train is going to, you know, I'm going to find some nasty emails. But we can't keep giving, give. We can't. Because we're going more and more into debt. And if United States of America goes into a depression, whatever, nobody's going to help us. Nobody has enough money to help us. No other country has enough money to help the United States of America if we go, if things go south here. Like we have another depression like there was in the 20s. This is too much money. Like, myself personally, like, somebody gave me $20, that $20 wouldn't help me. 9 minutes before the hour. So, yeah, so the Democrats are scary. The Democratic presidential candidates are scary, especially Elizabeth Warren. This is Medicare for all, free this, free that. Bernie Sanders, free this, knock it off. America is a capitalist society. There has to be rich and poor. Everybody can't have the same thing. Everybody can't be the same thing. Now, are there some programs that the United States of America should embrace to try to help its people? Yeah, but not everybody. Not everybody. It's ridiculous. So, you know, I mean, I'm glad that Bloomberg, and if Bloomberg runs, I'll vote for Bloomberg. Because he's not talking about giving away the whole farm. And you have to ask yourself, those of you who are on my feed and who were, I went and voted. Well, what did you get? How much better off are you between this election day and the last election day? How much better off are you? Ask yourself that. And I'm not saying you shouldn't vote. Exercise your duty. A lot of times it's an exercise of futility, but exercise your right as an American to go out and vote for somebody. So driver's licenses for illegal aliens. Ridiculous. You know, they see a lot of commercials nowadays. A lot of commercials with, I saw a commercial the other day, one of those prescription pharmaceutical company commercials, and a little girl came out, she appeared to be black for the most part. Little girl comes out of school, and she's looking around, and then she breaks out into this big smile. And they show the dad, and the dad is a white man. The little girl is black. The dad is a white man. And, you know, on the surface, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's a subliminal message that's being sent by some of these companies. You see it more and more in the commercials that are being shown all across America, where there's a... The mother is black. The mother and the child is black, and the father is, or the husband is white, because he's obviously not the father. And you see that more and more nowadays. And the subliminal message is that the black man is not available. And you see this very often. If you're paying attention, if you watch TV like I do, and I don't watch TV, I'm not like a voracious television watcher, but you see these commercials, and they'll have a black woman with kind of like a mixed child, like a mixed-ish or whatever they call that, black. Oh, my God. And the husband will be white. And you see that a lot. It's rare. Occasionally, you'll see a white woman with a black man, occasionally. But the lion's share of those commercials have a black woman and a white man. So the subliminal message there is that white folks, black men are not available. That's a subliminal message that's being sent. You know. And so we have to deal with that too. That, you know, we're unavailable. We're unreliable. Not enterprising, not productive, unproductive, unreliable, undependable, everything, unavailable, you name it. So you see that, I see that a lot, you know, with these commercials where black men are absent. And so it's one of the messages, the black man's not there, so the white man has to step in and take care of her. You know, that's the message. The subliminal message. All right. Anyway, glad to have you guys in. It's 4 minutes before the hour. I'm about to break, Matt, 3 minutes before the hour. I'm about to break out of here and go meet my buddies down in Scotts Plains, New Jersey, and smoke a cigar and chew the fat about this crazy world that we live in. I want to thank everybody for, especially Sharon Allen Chambers, who I sent Ron Kelly Show gift pack. I still have some more of them. I just have to decide who gets them. I don't want to make it like a contest. I don't really want to do that. But, you know, we'll be revving up the Ron Kelly Show Ron Kelly Show gift pack. We'll be sending it out again. And Ron Kelly Show website is going to start very, very soon. I have a contract in front of me that I have to read. where the people, they will be monitoring the website, doing everything, because I don't want to do anything. You all know me. So once the website is up, you know, the only way to watch the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook or hear it, the Ron Kelly Show, will be through my website instead of Blog Talk Radio, which can collapse at any time, which it has done to me many times. So we're going to get rid of that. Anyway, everybody, have a great week. The weather's changing. It's getting cold now. Deal with it. You know, can't change it. You just have to take pitchers and catchers, show up in February. Baseball will be back in February. So keep that in mind. It's November. You know, it is what it is. So anyway, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Shout out to the folks on Instagram. And the people on the Ron Kelly Show, Ron Kelly Show Facebook page, 5,000 strong folks who follow me. Thank you so much. Every one of you are important. The Ron Kelly Show YouTube page and folks who watch the Ron Kelly Show on Periscope. Shout out to my people who at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where I graduated from a couple of years ago, radio and television. Shout out to Erica and the folks out there and my graduation brothers and sisters who graduated when I did. Presnos BS1 and y'all. All right, I'm getting out of here, everybody. It's just about 1 minute before the hour, counting down to no time. So I want to thank everybody for listening to the Ron Kelly Show. We'll see you back here next week for another edition. Shout out to the folks who emailed me. Keep those emails coming in. Maybe I'll pick one of the emails to send them at the Ron Kelly Show Gift Pack. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me, everybody. We will see you back here next Thursday evening for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. I know. So until then... Mm-hmm. I like to say it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, in that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I'm out of here.